Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Scorpio zodiac sign.
And, you know, I have to jump in right away and apologize. It seems we've pulled up the wrong sign name in our intro script. Today's deep dive is actually into the high-speed mind of the third sign of the zodiac, Gemini.
Oh, wow. Thanks for catching that. Okay, Gemini it is. Let's pivot and get right into it then.
Let's do it.
When we talk about Gemini, we aren't really talking about, you know, a singular solid identity.
Not at all. We're diving into the point where consciousness first splits. It's all about extreme adaptability and just sheer cognitive speed.
Right. So Gemini is the mutable air sign.
Exactly. Ruled by Quicksilver Mercury, and the whole vibe is just pure circulation.
Circulation of what, exactly?
Of information, of data. The core function of Gemini isn't to, like, settle on one static truth. It's to be a dynamic networker.
A networker.
Yeah, making sure data is always moving. Think of them as the system's internal router.
Yeah.
You know, always preventing things from getting stagnant.
That dynamic circulation, I feel like that leads us right to the biggest misunderstanding about them. The restlessness.
The infamous restlessness. Yes.
People just dismiss it as, you know, being moody. But it's so much deeper than that, isn't it?
That is the key. You have to look at the mythology. We're talking about the mortality paradox of the twins, Castor and Pollux.
The mortal and the immortal twin.
Precisely. One was mortal, the other immortal. And because of this, they had an arrangement to alternate their days between Olympus.
Which is like the peak intellectual height.
Right. And Hades, which represents those deep, withdrawn, sometimes depressive depths. So you see, it's not just moodiness.
It's a mandatory cycle.
A mandatory cyclic alternation. It completely dictates their movement. And it's what drives that notorious restlessness. They are literally cycling between realities.
That constant shifting sounds, well, frankly, exhausting. But I guess it could also be a kind of coping mechanism.
It is.
How does a Gemini then handle a crisis or some kind of intense emotional thing?
Well, because their mind is already wired for such high-frequency intake, their primary defense is intellectualization.
Intellectualization.
Yeah. So if a water sign would instinctively feel an event, a Gemini's instinct is to analyze it. They break the emotion down into data points and build a perfect logical theory about the feeling.
So they turn their feelings into a technical report.
That's the perfect way to put it, yeah.
So on one hand, they're creating resilience through analysis. But doesn't that make them seem kind of cold or detached to other people?
It can. It creates the deficit we call dissociation.
Yeah.
They might perfectly articulate the emotion they know they should be feeling, but they aren't actually, you know, inhabiting that experience in their body.
It's like they're watching a movie of their own life.
A very fast-paced documentary.
Yeah.
And that emotional distance is exactly what leads to that sometimes unfair accusation of them being two-faced.
When really they're just operating on a different level, a more theoretical one.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, that completely sets the stage for their relationship style. We have to talk about sapiosexuality.
Oh, we do. For this sign, the brain is, without a doubt, the primary erogenous zone.
So it's all about the conversation.
It absolutely is. Wit, banter, continuous novelty. These are prerequisites for intimacy. Gemini people suffer from what you could call intellectual satiation.
An intellectual satiation. I like that. Yeah. So they hit a boredom threshold.
A huge one. If a partner becomes fully known, predictable, or if the conversation stagnates, their interest just it diminishes.
Yeah.
Rapidly. The chase is intellectual, not physical.
And finally, let's just quickly tackle the chameleon effect, the idea that they're strategic manipulators.
Right, because they seem to change depending on who they're with. This is maybe the most misunderstood trait of all.
So what's really happening?
The chameleon effect, that mirroring of mannerisms, posture, language, it's almost always reflexive and empathetic.
So it's not a plan?
Not at all. They're mutable air. They non-consciously take the shape of whatever container they're in.
Yeah.
It's an adaptive mechanism to reduce social friction and, you know, just increase understanding. They're trying to become you for a moment, to communicate perfectly.
So if we just zoom out and look at the Gemini's function in the larger ecosystem, what's their evolutionary purpose?
I think their constant restlessness, their intellectual drive, that's the engine of human curiosity. They are the connector. They make sure systems never stagnate and that we as a collective are always seeking new information.
So for them, truth is never a destination.
Never. Truth is always a dynamic conversation. Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.